even in your own words, at least I don't want to put words in your mouth, but there seems to be a feeling on your part as counsel to the president, you wanted to be in the intelligence business. You say that.
No, let me tell you something. That was one of the assignments that was very clearly given that office. It was an assignment I was uncomfortable with from day one. I didn't know that business. I looked at that goddamn Tom Houston report, and I said, you got to be shitting me.
Uh-huh.
And this stuff I didn't know anything about and didn't pretend to know anything about. And it was way, and I went to Mitchell at one point. Did Mitchell ever tell you how I went over there about that thing? I said, General, I don't have any idea what this is all about, and I find it pretty spooky.
No, well, here's the point. I'm always saying this is what we quote you saying in your book. I'm not quoting from them now. I mean, we have in our chapter proposal on this, which I think you ought to see, and I ought to send you a copy of that chapter proposal. We have you saying specifically that you felt you should handle all intelligence.
Let me tell you something. There's no doubt that I was a, when I found out what they wanted me to do, I was a young guy on the make. When they gave me the signals, whether I understood it or not,
John, I'm not arguing that point with you, and I don't even want to argue with you. I'm just going to read you what John Dean wrote of Haldeman's interest in campaign intelligence for 1972. You wrote, quote, I reflected on how I might take advantage of Haldeman's preoccupation. I was still building my law firm, seeking new business, and I knew the campaign would be a stepping stone for those who distinguished themselves. But as I looked ahead, I saw the counsel's office performing rather menial campaign tasks. Legal chores hardly important enough to be admitted to the inner circle. If the counsel's office could play the same role with the Republican convention we played on May Day, special White House tie lines, half-hourly reports, I knew we'd be in the thick of... Let me finish the quote. We had a jump on other White House offices in demonstration intelligence. Why not expand our role to all intelligence? That would be of interest to the president in the campaign. Now, that's John Dean...
I disagree with that. I, well...